Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we're going to be talking all about the new moon in Aquarius, as well as Mars entering Aquarius and Venus entering Aquarius. We are talking about Mars and Venus in Aquarius just a little bit early, but in case you missed it, last week another planet entered Aquarius, and that was Mercury. So if you want to know more about that, then listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Pisces season and how it will affect you.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode. So the first thing that happens this week is the new moon in Aquarius on February 9th at 5:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know. Aquarius is known for its innovative and original take on life. The new moon in Aquarius is a great opportunity for new ideas and to welcome positive, progressive changes in your life.
How this affects you is you're going to be setting your goals for this new moon around Aquarius-related themes. Aquarius deals with our social lives, networking, and also community, so you might be encouraged to set your goals around connecting with others, engaging in group activities, and being collaborative.
So why this matters? New moons are new beginnings, and they're powerful times for setting intentions and goals, as Kara had just mentioned. In the case of the new moon in Aquarius, we're really focusing our intentions on bringing about changes to your personal life and to our friendships. So this is a really good opportunity to be welcoming in new ideas, honoring that Mercury and Aquarius energy from last week too, and having sudden realizations so that you can achieve the next step in your life.
Something you might not know is that Aquarius is ruled by the planet Uranus, which deals with our intellectual side and innovation. This new moon might encourage you to follow your curiosity and learn new things. This is a good time to be open-minded and to discover things outside of your comfort zone.
Certain signs will be affected more than others. That's going to be Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio. That is for personal placements only, Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, and or Mars. Now, there is one aspect to this new moon that makes it just a little bit interesting. The sun and moon will square Uranus. There will be some challenges since squares do create some tension. You might find that as you're welcoming in change, there could be some friction between wanting stability but also wanting to suddenly switch everything up.
Because Uranus is known for bringing about unexpected changes, you can expect there to be some surprises or unexpected events happening. So it's really important that you stay flexible and adapt to any changes that come your way.
The next two things we're going to be talking about technically happen next week, but also next week Pisces season begins. So we're talking about it now so it doesn't overshadow the Pisces season episode. Thank you for your understanding. With that being said, next week, Mars will enter Aquarius. This will happen on February 13th at 1:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That could be the 12th if you're on a different coast. What you need to know is that Aquarius, as we've been mentioning, is a very innovative sign. And when Mars, the planet of our motivation, moves into Aquarius, we're now embracing that unconventional way of thinking and applying it to the way that we pursue our goals. You might feel more physical motivation to break free from what you've been doing and to take a new approach to achieving the goals that you are setting for yourself.
How this affects you is you might feel a very strong desire to be yourself and make your own choices because Aquarius energy does value independence and freedom. You might be more motivated during this time to be yourself and to do things in your own way.
So why this matters, Aquarius is known for having a bit of a rebellious nature to it, and it tends to not really want to conform to the norm. So Mars in Aquarius might encourage you to break free from the norm, whatever the norm is to you. And Mars in Aquarius might inspire you to even challenge those norms and question certain structures that are upheld in your life.
Something you might not know is that Aquarius is an air sign, and it values progressive thinking. So while Mars is in Aquarius, there might be more of an emphasis on using mental energy to make decisions and take action in your life. This can manifest in having more of a focus on problem solving and working on tasks that require a lot of mental energy.
If you're wondering how long this lasts, Mars will enter Pisces on March 22nd at 7:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between the 13th/12th time zone, depending, up until March 22nd to experience Mars in Aquarius.
The signs that are most affected by this transit are Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio placements. And again, by placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
So there are some key dates that you're going to want to pay attention to. The first one is on February 14th. Mars will be conjunct Pluto. Yes, you heard that right. Mars conjunct Pluto on February 14th. So with this aspect, you might feel that your drive is very intense and that there is a lot of motivation and ambition to achieve the things that you are passionate about. Also on this day, you might be more willing to embrace change since Pluto is the planet of transformation and Mars is how we take action. This can certainly manifest as taking action to transform and to let go of the old so the new can come in.
And then on February 27th, Mars will be square Jupiter. This is going to create a lot of tension between those two planets. Even though Jupiter has a lot of enthusiastic and optimistic energy, there's a high risk of overdoing things or being overly optimistic. So it's really important that you channel your energy intentionally and avoid making any impulsive decisions or taking on too much at one time on this day.
And then on March 6th, Mars will sextile the North Node. This aspect aligns the driven physical energy of Mars with the North Node, which is all about the path we are headed on. So this can be a really good day for taking action towards what you believe is your path or your purpose. It's a really good time for growth and progress.
And then on March 9th, Mars will be square Uranus. This aspect will bring a lot of unpredictability and can lead to a lot of sudden changes. There might be a strong urge to be independent and do your own thing, but it's also really important that you are being cautious and avoiding any impulsive actions. So be mindful for any potential conflicts that might come up or accidents during this period.
So the next thing that happens that you'll need to know about is Venus entering Aquarius on February 16th at 11:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know, as we've been saying, Aquarius is very open-minded. So when Venus enters Aquarius, it can be a time where we're really taking an open-minded approach to how we handle all things Venus, our relationships, our finances, and our creativity.
How this affects you is you will be more independent and focused on your own individuality and uniqueness during this time. While Venus is in Aquarius, this is a time to express yourself and to support other people in being their true, authentic selves. You're going to be prioritizing your personal freedom and focusing on doing the things that make you happy.
So why this matters, in addition to the individuality aspect of Venus entering Aquarius, this is also an excellent time for community and social causes. Venus in Aquarius, while it is encouraging us to have our personal freedom. It's also inspiring us to connect with like-minded individuals and engage in community activities. So think any type of social events, volunteering, group activities, or any type of shared experiences where you and a group of people can get together and work towards something, maybe for even the greater good.
Something you might not know is that Aquarius is also associated with being experimental and breaking away from the norms. So while Venus is in Aquarius, there might be a tendency to appreciate things that are a bit more unconventional in art, fashion, and beauty.
If you're wondering how long this lasts, Venus will enter Pisces on March 11th at 5:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you'll have between February 16th and March 11th to experience Venus in Aquarius.
The signs most affected by this transit are Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio placements. And by placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
And if you're wondering, since this is a Venus transit, which signs are the most likely to find love? That's going to be Leo rising, since Venus will be in their seventh house of relationships, and Libra rising, since Venus will be in their fifth house of romance. And this is rising sign only. So there are some key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Venus is in Aquarius. The first one will be February 17th when Venus is conjunct Pluto. This can bring an element of passion and also transformation when it comes to our relationships, our finances, and our creativity. So you might notice that those Venus themes are undergoing some changes, or in general, you're just feeling more passionate about those Venus themes.
And then on February 22nd, Venus will be conjunct Mars. This conjunction is going to combine the energies of Venus and Mars, which will bring about a strong desire to be with other people. All relationships will be more harmonious during this time, whether that is in your personal life or in your work life.
And then the next thing that happens is on February 24th, Venus will be square Jupiter. So this is going to be really important that you pay attention to this, because both Venus and Jupiter, while they are both really positive planets, squares bring some tension. And with Venus square Jupiter, there's a high risk of overdoing things or overlooking things. I bring this to your attention because Venus does deal with our finances. It does deal with our relationships. And those are two areas of our lives that we don't want to be overlooking or overdoing things in.
And then on March 1st, Venus will be sextile the North Node. This is a very positive aspect, and it's going to bring about new opportunities for growth and connection that align with your goals and direction in life. This is a good time to connect with others and to align your values with your purpose.
And then lastly, on March 3rd, Venus will square Uranus, which can bring some unexpected changes when it comes to those Venus themes of relationships, finances, and creativity. This can spark more of a desire for freedom or independence. So it's going to be important that while you are seeking new experiences, that you're being cautious to not make any impulsive decisions. Overall, on March 3rd, it's just a good idea to be prepared for the unexpected. And that doesn't necessarily mean the unexpected is a bad thing. Serendipity is a thing, and it might be in your life on March 3rd. So that is it for this week's episode. But if you're curious to know more about how the new moon, Mars, or Venus in Aquarius affects you on a more personal level, then we encourage you to book a reading, and the link to book the reading will be in the description.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week Pisces season will begin. So if you want to know more about that, then stick around for next week's episode. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on Instagram. We're also on YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye!